Friends, Friday the 9th of August. Good to have you here. Truly. Let's see here. I want to go. New York, did you get Bite 7 coming in the box there? So I want to go. I can't help myself. It's like a plethora of golden nuggets from Joe Biden. Yesterday, he was again in Iowa. And our production staff, Ivy, went and found this bite. And said, hey, look at this one. And I, in the break, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. This is what the guy says in the stump speech. Remember, he's in Iowa, all right? Consider the demographics of where he is and, you know, and what goes on in the heart of the country. Joe Biden talking about poor kids and white kids and their talent and their intelligence and so on and so forth, trying to make a point. Here is our good friend, former Vice President Joe Biden, everybody, Bite 7.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Wait a second. Let's see. Poor kids are just as talented as white kids. More white children in poverty, Joe, than any other ethnic group, if that's how you want to divide America up. And clearly, that's how you want to divide America up. It's all about race and racism because Russia failed, so it went from Russia to racism. It's all you've got. And poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, as if white kids are all wealthy. White poverty is more prevalent than any other single group. You know that, of course, more white kids out there. So mathematically speaking, which I understand, Joe, you don't get math. You don't understand math. I appreciate that you don't get it. But let's hear this one more time. Bite 7. Roll that again just for effect.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oh, good to know.
Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Poor kids are just as talented as white kids. All right, so you know what? That's a late ad. It's a late ad. It's a late entry. But for the dumbest things I've heard all week, that's got to be an entry. Do we agree on that, New York? Agreed. All right, so New York says yes. Alex? He's in. Yeah, that's going to make the list here. So, okay, entry number one, Joe Biden says poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Okay, so that's let's see here. Let's get another contestant in here. Let's see. Where am I going to go? Let's go to – where else am I going to go? MSNBC, of course. And this is and what's crazy about this stuff on MSNBC this week, MSNBC went to all new lows. Just when you think the national media couldn't get any lower on the totem pole, man, they find a new layer to dig through.
Well, I think we can go deeper, sir. I think we can be even dumber if we dig. They're right down here. We can get farther in.
And they dig deeper. And then they come up with something as outrageous as Donald Trump sending secret messages to his white supremacist followers. It's bite number four. Consideration for the dumbest thing you heard all week. Go.
I wrote a book last year called The Plot to Destroy Democracy, and one of the chapters I led off with the massacre of 68 children in Norway by the original white supremacist terrorist who created the concept of this terrorist manifesto, Anders Behring Breivik. And he did that because he thought the Great Replacement was underway in Norway. Government was allowing unbridled immigration into that country. So he, in his trial, he said he massacred those children because he wanted to eliminate the next generation of liberal leadership from Norway as a warning. This country has had several of these mass incidents, but I think we're overdue for a Breivik-style real massacre of a political nature. And as Cynthia said, these people feel that they are the foot soldiers and executors of what the disenfranchisement that the white race is feeling, and Donald Trump is giving them subliminal orders in their head.
Subliminal orders in their heads. Do these people really think this? Do they really think this? Unfortunately, look in their eyes, I think they believe that. Donald Trump is putting secret messages in their heads. Really? Well, then he should win with 100% of the vote. If he can put secret messages into people's heads that they don't know where they come from, vote Donald Trump, vote Donald Trump, then he's going to win with 100% of the vote. Or is it only, are those messages only received by white supremacists? That's what we're going to have to figure out. Is it only white supremacists that receive these messages? And by the way, if you didn't know, the Make America Great Again hat, that is the same as wearing a Ku Klux Klan hat. That is exactly the same as wearing a Klan hat now. According to the liberal media and the mob. You know, what's so fascinating about all of this and this train wreck of a 2020 primary race for the Democrats is that it is so obscene, so vulgar, so off the charts, so in the ditch that the mob squad, AOC and the like, for the most part, have been pushed off the front page. Nancy Pelosi going, thank you for that. Or, hey, where am I? Anyhow, wait a second. Paul is chiming in. He's getting a subliminal message. He says they won't go away. Paul, seek professional help immediately, please. Do not call the radio station. At any rate, subliminal messages. I've got full frontal messages. This is creepy and weird that the Democrats play this. What is worse is this. The media, NBC News, sits there and allows that to be said unchallenged. Just subliminal messages Donald Trump's putting in the head of white supremacists. Really? Take your medication, please. 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.